and accumulate the economy.
But according to Rashi, it's not on the basis of a chiyuv mise. I told us that all like the bearish is like just as you have to remove a mine. So the mine is chiyuv mise. If you see the mine, you can see it. So you have chiyuv to remove it.
Yeah, that's not the same way. So the Gemara says, that's in the middle of the Omet. So Rashi says there,
so the Ramah is from this, that not dafke zei marit is no more barbarous. Any animal, other than shea. So the whole aloche of Chof Gimul, applies only to shea. Why only shea? Because the Torah speaks of shea. The Rama mentions the Mishnei, at the end, the last Mishnei, she's in a Kasaporo, echot shea, echot kol veim or chayo, Rigabi Beir, and Rigabi Shabbos, and Rigabi Sinai. So he says, Blazer holds that we do not learn out from Shabbos now.
Does that mean Tesom Dalet? That means Tesom Dalet, the fourth line from the bottom of the Omer. Now the Gemara says, there is no such thing that Israel should be muter and an Akum should be offer. On the contrary, Israel is bound by so many more mitzvahs and Israel than the Bnei. So the Gemara asks, Vari Fasteya, so the Aloch is Israel is muter. And the Vineyach is also a Fasteyach. If a Vineyach will take a married woman, a Fasteyach in a home, so the Chayiv Misi. Vari Fasteyach. So the Gemara answers, Vari Fasteyach Shasur Lem Kedomari. The Gemara answers, Hosom Mishim Dilavne Kibushni. So Rashi says, the fourth line in Rashi from the end of the Omri. Lavne Kibushni, will meet no Eretz Lirbeish, Kim Li Yisroel, Shafri Yisroel Yehutali Fasteya, Elo Bimu Chome Al Mikibish.
But not the parashi of Hashem.
So it's Mashma, that there is no Chalit Bimu Chome by Goyim. Only by Yisroel. The Gemara says it's not that a Bnei Yisroel is Muta Vifasteya, and the Bneiach is Osa. Look at me that the Yisroel Shora, and Bneiach Osa. But if the Yisroel is only Muta Vifasteya because of Kibish Mochome, And by Bneiach, the whole Chaleiz Di Milchome is not Shayach by Bneiach. The Chaleiz Di Milchome is only Shayach by Yisroel. So that means that Bneiach does not say, Shelihutai, Loimit Noyar Etzlir Bish Kim Li Yisroel Shab, Kim Yisroel Lihutai Yifasteya, Elo Bi Milchome Al Di Kibosh. What the Gemara says, certainly according to Teitzves and Menelish Moses, that Amun Mei of Tiro Vesichein, Bechazoke, Chazoke means Kibush Kuchom. So the Chassam Sefer and the Chubes, Yadei Yassim Yotes, so he has that kash. And the Chassam Sefer says as follows, that Yifasteya, let's say, suppose a melech would wage war, a melech Yisrael would wage war without the approval of Bez Nagar. So then there will be no heter of Yifasteya. Because when is there a heter of Yifasteya? Only a milchomo ha-muteres. But a milchomo that is not muteres, there is no heter. So mele, by the two, the Gemara in Gittin says, Amen meyftio b'sichem ayish meneshevi, that there is a heter of him, that there is a din of kibush lochom. But Yifasteya is only muter in a milchomo hamuteres. And if the milchemes Yisroel, if it will not be carried out according to the din, let's say without Yom Yitunim, without Bez Nagodol, so then there will be no heter of Yifasteya. So by Bnei Yach, too there is a din of milchomo.
that if he's gave his land, so it's his. If Melech Hakum is gave his land, it's his, because we'll keep his Muhammad. But there is no Hetar Muhammad. He's not better than Israel, than Melech Israel. So without Tumim, without Beznagotl, he has no Hetar to wage war. So how could it be Neach? In Melech Hakum, wage war. So since there is no Hetar of Muhammad, So Mimele, there is no heterophilist. Now, what's the pshat in the Chassam Sefer? So he says the pshat in Rashi is that there is no chalizdi milchome. There is no chalizdi milchome by Beneach. So if there is no chalizdi milchome by Beneach, so why do we say Am Meir Tior Sichei? That means if there is no chalizdi milchome, that means that when Sichei was leichim against Amei, so he was able to Yisaritziche, he was able to Yisagezel. But even though he was able to Yisaritziche, there is no Chalidim Muhammad, so it's Ritziche Mamesh. So it's Gezel Mamesh. But even though it involved Yisaritziche and the Yisagezel, but the Evet, if it was done, so he's Kenet. Just as the Gazlan is Kenet of the Shinu. So he's king al Shino. So that doesn't mean that he was allowed to do it. He was able to see. But if he did it, and there was a Shino, so he's king. So that's the halacha of Muhammad. There was no Hetar Muhammad libeneyach. Even with Israel, there is no Hetar Muhammad without Beznagodl and without Ritumim. But if he did the Melech Hakum, if he was Leichein, so too it involved the Nisar of Ritziche and Nisar of Zele. But the Evet, so he's king. It's not mistaber. I mean that it's considered ritziche and it's considered real gezel, and the same time miskein. So let's say we have such a din gazle. So it's only when it's not kin shegona. But otherwise, I mean, so there is no kin. So why should such a colossal gezel? I mean. If there is such exercise a kosher for a white, so then we can understand it. But it's not mistaber that there is such exercise a kosher. So it's mistaber that if Milchemes Akum is considered with Tziche and Gezel, some melee, there shouldn't be a Kenyan Kibush Muhammad either. There shouldn't be a Kenyan of Kibush Muhammad. Now, how is it all the Muhammads that were conducted by the nations throughout the ages. And let's say the Muhammad that were conducted by the United States, let's say, I mean, by Nixon and Johnson and Kennedy, I mean, all right, Truman, so he was Lechem and Muhammad of defense. So the Aloche of Abol Hog, Hashkin Vohogi, on a collective level, not Bitiras Muhammad, but Bitiras Yochi, on a collective level, that applies to Misaylam also, because it's a din of Redif. Redif applies, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that Redif applies to Beneach as well. Applies to Beneach just as applies to Israel. But let's say all those Muhammads that were not defensive wars, so were offensive wars. So what does it mean? Does it mean that Nixon is a Ritzayach, Johnson is a Ritzayach, Kennedy is a Ritzayach, everybody is a Ritzayach, all the kings that led wars are Rotzrim al-Pedim. If it is like that, it's all right. But I mean, is it like that? The question is it like that? Now, the Nitziv, in his Perush al Torah, so he says in explaining the Pasuk, as dimchem unafiseichem edreish, miyat kol chayo edreshenu, Mumiyado Odom, Miyad Ish Ochiv, Edrish Es Nefesh Odom. So the question is, we have a repetition here. Mumiyado Odom, Miyad Ish Ochiv, Edrish Es Nefesh Odom. Why Mumiyado Odom, Miyad Ish Ochiv, Edrish Es Nefesh Odom? What does it mean? Meile Miyad Kol Chayo Reshenu means that even from the Chayo. But what Miyad Odom, Miyad Ish Ochiv, so the same thing. So the Nitziv says, so there is a pshat by the Ksavik Abole. The Ksavik Abole gives a remarkable pshat. He says that there are two types of Ritziche. There is a Ritziche that originates in malice, in hatred, and there is a Ritziche that originates in love. Mercy killing, it originates in love. You know, those who kill because those who inject poison, you know, into the organism of a child because they don't want the child to suffer. So I mean, there are such cases. I mean, where a father injected poison. So that's a ritzicha that originates in all. So now we find it in Tanakh. We find it the Ger Amaleki. So he killed Shaul out of love, and still God said to him, "Don't cover Ishcho." Ki nogato Mashiach Hashem. And then he was executed, the Ger Amaleki. But the Ritzicha by the Ger Amaleki against Shaul was a Ritzicha that originated in law, not in our state, at least he said so. So that it originated in law. So this is, but of course, that's also Ritzicha. So Tzava Kabbalah says, this is the Pshat in the Pasik. V'arazdim k'la shesicha medrash, miyad kalchay ad v'sheno, u'miyad o'odom. Miyad o'odom means Ritzicha, I mean the ordinary Ritzicha. A Ritzicha that originates in malice, and then Yadi Shochiv, in mercy killing. So it's still Edrish is never shown. One has no right to shed human blood because of mercy. That's the Ksavik Kabbalah. The Mitziv, in Hamik Dovo, he gives a different Pshat. He says that the Pshat, so according to Ksavik Kabbalah, the Torah is referring to two separate things. We have Kochai, we have Odom, that means homicide that originates in malice, and we have Ishochi, homicide that originates in love, in mercy. Then, the Netziv, in Hamik Dovo, he says the Pshat is as follows. When is there, because Kehele says, Eis Nechomo Veishol. So in other words, when is there an Issa Ritzichei? When it's not done al yedei Muhammad, but if it's done derech Muhammad, so then it's mufke of the Issa Ritzichei. As a matter of fact, so he mentions, the Netziv mentions, the Gemara in Shvuez Daf Lamed Zayin. Daf Lamed Zayin. Kida Daf Lamed Vov or Daf Lamed Zayin. On the base. So, Malchu Omar Shmuel, Malchuse di Kaple, Chat Mishite di Alom Eloi Mensch, a Malchus that destroys a sixth,
everybody agrees,
a sixth of the country, of the world, so it's not Danish. Shenema Ho'elv L'choshle. Ho'elv L'choshle. So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat is that when a Malchus now, when a Malchus, let's say, wages war, kills, many people, so they should be considered, all those who participate in that war, they should be considered Chotzri, should not be Chayav Mize. So everyone is Chayav Mize. I mean, who doesn't participate in war? All the soldiers, I mean, and Ritzicha, the old Miami, so they are all Chayav Mize. Except, I mean, according to the Rambam, so if he was Nenas to kill some melee, he's not Chayav Mize. But they should all be considered Chotzri. No, so that's the Aloha that Shmuel says. Malchuse di Katle, Chad Mishite Baal Meloi Mensch, Loi Mensch, Shenema Roel of Lechoshleim. Shoel of Lechoshleim. So that's the Aloche, that if it is Donald Limil Chome, if it is Donald Limil Chome, so then it's a Afkoya of Ritzichim. It's a Afkoya of Ritzichim. Of course, when you kill Noshim Itav, then there is no then Milchome is only shayach by Anoshim daily, not against Noshim itaf. But let's say when a Malchus kills, when people are waging war, when goyim waging war, so there is no halacha of Milchome, I mean of Melech and Nagodol and Mitumim by goyim. That's only by Israel. But even when goyim waging war. So it's a koy of this ritzicha, end of this again. Because of the exercise, because of the health of the Hoshleim, Malchu said, we cut the chat and shite the alma of a mensch. So he says, that's the pshat of the posit. Vachesdim kola, shisich ha-med reji, at chay da shano, umiyad odo, miyad di shochet. Only when they are in a state of achve, not miyad di shochet. It's not two separate things, and Alexander Kapol explains it. But it's one thing. Umiyad odo, miyad di shochet, when they're not at war with each other. But if he kills, he sheds human blood in war, not Noshimitav, so there is no heter of Muhammad, there is no din of Muhammad by Noshimitav. So, Umiyad odo, miyad di shochet, then is Edrish is never shot. But if it's been Mechome, it's not, they're not in a state of Achve, it's not in Yad Shoei. So it's Mechome and Yishoei, Kehle says, so then it's Afkoya of Mechome. it's a koyer bucham. Now, so, and the booker for it is the Gemara in Shmuyez, Aflamet Zayin, or Aflamet Vohan, of Marhuse de Katle hat mishite ba'alme loy mensh, shene moray loy poshtayin. So the Rosh Hashanah Gemara is loy mensh. The Gemara doesn't say that it's the proper thing. The Gemara doesn't say that it's a proper thing. Loy mensh, what do you mean loy mensh? If not for this halacha of Marhuse de Katle hat mishite ba'alme, so you would be chayiv mise as a ritzeach, Shefer b'damo odom b'odom d'ome yishafeich. So that's the Gzeras HaKosu. No, he's not Chayiv Mise. He doesn't have it in a Vritzeach. But the Rosh he is. Because there is a loche amir im yad al chaveire. Avro pishe lo yiko un micha Rosh. So anyone, I think I mentioned it, anyone who is a mir im yad, even a Rome Siyad that doesn't involve Shvichas Dabu. A Rome Siyad just slept in the face. So he's Nikro Rosh. Without Rishus. Only if he has Rishus. So certainly if one is mir im yad, Mirim Yad and Shvichas Domi without Rishus, so he's certainly a Rosh. He's certainly a Rosh. But Melech Yisroel has Rishus, so there is Aloche of Luchome. There's Aloche of Luchome, so he has Rishus, so Mele is not Chete. But if any Melech Haku, if he will be Lechem an offensive war, so if it's a defensive war, so the Aloche of Apollo Hoshkiva, Hashkiva Horge, Tzriya Samidion, applies to Bnei Achdo, just like just as the Din Reidif on an individual level applies to Bnei Ach, so the Din Reidif on a collective level also applies to Bnei Ach. But if it's an aggressive war, an offensive war, so there is no issues. So true, it's Mufke of Bitzich and of Gezel. Malois and the Katle Chavushite Ba'almo Lemenche, but that doesn't mean that they have issues. Even when Melech Yisroel doesn't have Rishus just like that. So the Alochez, under what circumstances he has Rishus, I'll be Beznagotu, I'll be Yom Vishtumim, depending what it means. According to Melech Rishenim, it means that without the approval of Beznagotu, he doesn't have to. Even when Melech Yisroel doesn't have Rishus. According to other Rishenim, he has Rishus, so it's only Melech Yisroel. But Melech Hakum certainly does not have Rishus. There is no Aloch of Ruchame. But Ritzichet isn't. And Ritzichet isn't, but the Muhammad that is waged by Melech Hakum is certainly not the Kibush Rabin. It's certainly not the Melchemes Rabin. It cannot be attributed to the whole Umo. There is no such concept regarding the Seilon that it should be attributed to the whole Umo. So it's only Melchemes Yochi. So whose Muhammad is it? Is the Muhammad by those who carry out the Muhammad? The Melech and all those who are involved in the Muhammad, the Anshei Atzoro, the Ishmaelim, all those who are involved in the Muhammad. It's not the Kibush Rabim, it's not the Muhammad's Rabim. So the Melech, but it's Afkoye of Mitzicha it is. Now, the Rambam, when he discusses, he says that the Melech has to be Chilin, the Eretz that he's Kibush, so he has to divide it among all those who are involved in the war, the Anshei Atzoro, and the Bizo has to be divided among the Anshei Atzobo and the Anshei Hayish from Arakelim. And then he says, V'chol ilu advorim dinei din, u'v'chol yomaitzol v'shem shamayim, v'tiyem gamotei u'machshavti lehorim das emes, u'mal yisrael l'mtzenet, v'lish be'er z'ri'a o'roshoyim, u'lochim l'chemes al-shem. So in other words, when does he have a right to wage war only if he's machshavti l'shem shamayim? If his machshove is to put an end to brutality, to rishus, but otherwise he has no rishus. Now the question arises, why does the Rambam have to say that he has rishus only if the kavone is lishim shomayim, lihori das emes, umal yisrael tzedek, v'lishbei azrei roshoyim? He's not allowed to wage war without the rishus of Rum Vitomim. So naturally, if it's Rum Vitomim, so it's certainly lishim shomayim. What else does he mean? If he has the Rishus Atomi. The answer is, the Shittes HaRambam in Yodah HaZoko is that the Melech Yisroel can wage a war, has Rishus to wage war, even without Turim Atomi, and even without Beznagot. He has the right to do it. But the Melchome will not be a Melchemes Rabin. The Melchome will only be a Melchemes Yochit. So there are two kinds of Melchemes. There is a Aloche of Melchemes Rabin that is Misyacheses to the whole Umma Israelis, and that's the Aloche that is Shai Chomil in Israel. And even in Israel, when is it Misyacheses to the to whom I Israel is only when it's done, when it's done, I'll be best not good, and it's done, I'll be only to me. It's done, I'll be only to me. Of course, that Allah has Rabbim is no Shaykh as to Israel. Because even by Israel, it is only Shaykh if it is done, I'll be only to me, I'll be best not good. So by Israel, there is no such concept as Milchemes Rabbim, but there is another concept of Muhammad because of Muhammad's Yochid. Right. So it doesn't mean any Yochid. Of course, only Melech Malchus has the right to lead the war. I mean, not any Yochid. So every gangster would say, I mean, it's Muhammad. I mean, so only Malchus, there's a Kosov, of Malchus, the Katle, Hatu, Shite, the Alme, so it's a Loch in Malchus. Malchus has a right. But what kind of Muhammad is it? It's a Muhammad's Yochid, it's not a Muhammad's Rabbi. It's not attributed to the whole Umo. It's only attributed to those who are involved in the Muhammad. If there are 10,000 men involved, so it's a Muhammad by these 10,000. If there are 100,000 men involved, so it's a Muhammad by 100,000. It's not a Muhammad's Rabin. And that Halacha of Muhammad's Yochi is Shayach even with Gabriel Mesehom. And that's the Halacha of Kibush. That's the Halacha of Kibush, of Kibush Muhammad, of Amin Mei of Tiro Besichem, Vayish Menu Shevi. But the Chasam Seifa says, if I stay here, so Yifasteyar is not, there is no Aloha of Yifasteyar in Mechemes Yochid. Let's say in Mechemes Surye, was there a din of Yifasteyar? No, certainly not. Yifasteyar, or let's say the Aloha of Wutzi Tzobo, Kishi Yikonsu Midulako, that's the Aloha in Mechemes Rabim, where Muhammad is attributed to Klal Yisrael. Not only to the Klal Yisrael of one generation, to the whole Knesset Yisrael. So that kind of Muhammad, when does Tebe Chale is din Mechemes Rabim? And Kibush Rabbi, if it's Alpi Melech, Alpi Bezmagodim, Alpi Uomitumim. But if it's not Alpi Uomitumim, not Alpi Bezmagodim, so it's a Muhammad's Yochim. But even though it's not Muhammad's Rabbi, it's a Muhammad's Yochim, so it's Loigorua than any other Muhammad. The Muhammad that is waged by Goyim. There is certainly no aloche of Muhammad's Rabbim. So there's a kosov of Balchus, the Katle, Hat Mishite, Be'ome, Lomenche, so it's Afkoye of Vitziche, it's Afkoye of Gezel. Of Gezel. But that doesn't mean that the Melech Hakum has issues to wage war. There is a loche. Certainly, this kind of haromesiad of shlichus dam, of shedding human blood, without reshus, not. So the Rambam says about the Melech. So in Perek Hamishi, he discusses Muhammad's Rabbi. But in Perek Dalet, haloche tes, haloche yud, he doesn't discuss Muhammad's Rabbi. He discusses Muhammad's Yochid and Kibush Yochid. So even that is Avkoy, Muhammad's Yochid is also Mufke of the Isaritzich. Because of the Zerasakosov of Komachus, the Katle, Hatmi, Shite, Baal, Melemenshe. But he doesn't have issues. So he says, when the Melech Israel have issues to wage war without Rovitomim, without Beznagotu, if his kavone is lishin shamayim, and limali soilam tzedek, v'lishbei yasreya roshoyim, ulilochim muchomis adishem, so if his heart is pure, and that is his kavone, then he has reshus. So he will not even be a chete. Mashein keim, if he will be nilcham muchomis without Beznagotu, without the reshus of Beznagotu, and without the reshus of Mulidomim, two Ritzeach he will not be, but he will be like any other Melech Hakum who wages war.
So then, it's not wages subject war.
So the melee, it's without reshus, so it will be a chete.
It should be treated like what?
So it will be a chete. But in case where it's Kavonish Reshim Shamayim, which there's Rea or Shoyim, Uli Lochem, Luchames Adishem, so then, he has reshus. Even though it's not the Muhammad's Rabbi. And then the Rambam mentions the Pasuk in Shmuel. Shenema, v'shoftinu, malkeinu, v'yotzo, v'foneinu, v'nil chames, v'chameseinu. So what does Nil chames, v'chameseinu? Even Muhammad's the Tanat Muhammad's Rabbi. Ata Muhammad's Yochi. But if it's Lishin Shomayim, Lish be'ezrei amar Shoyim, u'limali so'il em tzedek, so then, in Melech Yisrael has reshus. In Melech Yisrael has reshus. But by Melech Hakum, There is only a loch that it's moved off its head, but the shoes are not there. The shoes are not there. So the Melech and Yifasteya is only in Melchemes Rabbi. So that's why the Gemara says, Lab Nekibush Ninu, because they are not. They have no Sheiches with Kibush, with Melchemes Rabbi, with Kibush Rabbi. They can, there is a din of Kibush Melchome by Goyim, but that's Kibush Yochid. But in the Kibush Yochid, there is no Heter of Yifasteya. But Yifasteya is only in Melchemes Rabbi. Now, so the reason, the question is, now, the reason is why the Rambam, now, Rashi holds, why does Rashi say that the David HaMelech inquired from the Tumim only whether he will be Matzliach? Why didn't he inquire as to whether he will be, as to whether he is allowed to, whether he has issues to wage war? The answer is, Rashi holds that the aloche of the Bnei Elezer Kein Yamid doesn't imply that without Tumim he has no issues to wage war. There are two types of war. There is Melchemes Yochid, and there is a Melchemes Rabbi. And we see from the Rambam that in Melech Israel has rishus to wage even in Melchemes Yochid, without the rishus of the Olam Tumim. But if he wages without the rishus of Bez Nagodl, and without the rishus of Olam Tumim, then he must make sure that his motives are pure. In other words, that there is no element, you know, of ambition. It's only Lishim Shamayim, only Lishbei Azriya Shoyim, Ulemali Shoyim Tzedek. Otherwise, he's a chukoshe, because he's a Meirim Yad, and a colossal way. So, but there is, so we see that the Shittas HaRambam is, that there are two types of Muhammad, Melchemes Rabbim and Melchemes Yochid. Melchemes Rabbim requires rishus of Bez Nagodl, requires rishus of Urim Vitumim. Melchemes Yochid doesn't require rishus of Urim Vitumim. But Melchemes Yochid, if it is not for the purpose of Limali Yisraelim Tzedek, or Lishbi Azriya, or Shoyim, or Lochem, or Chames Hashem, and that's not so easy, I mean, to attain that Madrege, so there, he has no issues, but the Ritzeach is. Ritzeach is. Kol Malchus et Bikat Lechad Mishite Baal Melon Merish. So Ritzeach is in this book, but he has no issues. So he's certainly a Roshe, if he wages war without issues. We go out and Merim Yadol Chavei Lechus in issues. So now David HaMelech, so of course David HaMelech was waging war in the Muhammad that were not Muhammad, that was the Kibush Yochid, let's say like Syria. So it was Mishim Shamayim, or the Gemara says, all these things, and the war was carried out according to the Neator, so it was Mishim Shamayim. So the Mele, he had the Rishus. But so he didn't need rishus from Urim Vitumim mitzad the parsha of Rav Meir Elazar HaKein Yamid. But why did he inquire David HaMelech from Urim Vitumim? He only inquired. He wanted to know whether he'll be matzliach or not. Because if Urim Vitumim will tell him that he will not be matzliach, so then he would declare war. So we do learn with the declare war, so then he will be sacking the lives of the Jewish people. So that's the only purpose. But when is there a aloche of Rav Meir Elazar HaKein Yamid? So Rav Meir Elazar HaKein Yamid only implies that in order that it should have a chalish and Melchemes Rabbi, that the Melchemes should not be attributed only to the Melech and the Leichamim, but it should be attributed to the whole Knesset Yisrael, to the whole Uma and Yisraelis Kibush Echad. Then, if it is Alpi Urim Vitumim, so then it is, if it is Alpi Urim Vitumim, so then it's attributed to Klal Yisrael. But if it's not Alpi Urim Vitumim, it's not an activity of Klal Yisrael. So it's an activity, so then the war will be a war by those who participate in the war. If the participants of the war, those who are participants in the war, involved in the war, by being Yeshiva Kelim, consist of 10 million Jews. So it's 10 million Jews. But it will not be Kibush Rabim, it will not be Melchemes Rabim.
So that's the halacha. So in melee, the Rambam doesn't have to mention it in Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam mentions it in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. Because it's not the halacha peculiar to Muhammad. If it had been a halacha peculiar to Muhammad, that Muhammad requires Umitumim. All right, so it mentions Umitumim. But this is not the halacha of a peculiar to Muhammad. It's a halacha that anything that affects the Klal Yisrael requires Urim Vitumim. Because without Rishus of Urim Vitumim, it cannot be attributed to Klal Yisrael as Yom. So the Loshna Rambam is like this. V'im she'alin al shnei dvorim kechon, v'im sho'al v'shivim al v'shim v'vad. Bin Shalim Ben Lehedin, Eloi Melech Olu Bezno Lu Mishetzir Hatzibu Bel, Shenema Avut Neelezer Akein Yamin, Hu Zeh Amelech, Vichol Bnei Yisroel Zehu Moshuach Luchomo, Oin Mishetzir Hatzibu Bishilosei, Vichol Oeido Eilu Bezno Agodin. So, there's Loshna Gmor in Yume, Tafayim Gimu, Vichol Bnei Yisroel Zehu Moshiach Luchomo, Oin Mishetzir Hatzibu Bishilosei. So, what's the Shaykhess of Moshuach Luchomo? And Holy Israel. Moshiach Luchomo is one Jew. It's not Holy Israel. The answer is because what is the purpose of the Moshiach Luchomo? There is no halacha of Moshiach Luchomo. Moshiach Luchomo should say the parasha of Aliyah Lebafrem and Mochemes Yochi. When is Moshiach Luchomo Mechuyev to say the parasha of Aliyah Lebafrem only Mochemes Rabbi? If the Luchomo is a Luchomo that is attributed to Klal Yisrael, Kigushachot. So the Mele, so they say, here the Torah says, when it's a question affecting Kolei Yisrael. In other words, you know whether there can be a Muhammad of Klal Yisrael or not. So that requires the Rishus of Urim Vitumim. And if he doesn't have the Rishus of Urim Vitumim, so it's not a Muhammad of Kolei Yisrael. So what kind of a Muhammad is it? It's a Muhammad Yochid. So there is a Muhammad Yochid also. That's the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention it, because it's not a prerequisite for Muhammad per se. It's a general halacha that any activity of Klal Yisrael requires Urim Vitumim. In other words, if it is something that affects Klal Yisrael, Kibush Echot, so then, not the Yechidim, so then it requires the shoes from Urim Vitumim. So that we learn out from the pasuk, V'chol Bnei Yisrael, Zehu Moshiach Luchomo, or Mi Sheterech HaTzibur B'Sholosim. If it is Terech HaTzibur, Tzibur as a unit, not Tzibur as a million Yechidim, but Tzibur as a Gush Echot, as a collective, as a Gush Echot, that requires Urim Vitumim. And if it doesn't have Urim Vitumim, so it's not attributed to Klal Yisrael. There's a witness to why Rashi says, in Arizona, that Kibush Surya was a Kibush Yochid, while it was without Urim Vitumim. So maybe if it was without Urim Vitumim, so the Muhammad was not an activity of Klal Yisrael. It was an activity of Yechidim. So how many Yechidim? Doesn't matter how many. Doesn't make any difference. Even 10 million Yechidim. It's not an activity. It wasn't a Muhammad that was carried out by Klal Yisrael. So it's not. So the Aloche of the Nelezer Akein Yame, it is not a Muhammad. It's a general halacha that anything that affects Klal Yisrael, Kigush Echot, call the Yisrael, requires Urim Vitumim. And if it doesn't have the consent of Urim Vitumim, so it cannot be considered as an activity of Klal Yisrael. Even if all the Jews will be masking to wage war, so it will be in Muhammad of so many Yechidim, not of Klal Yisrael. When will it be considered as a Muhammad of Klal Yisrael, Kibush Echot? Only when it had the shoes of Urim Vitumim. So it's not halacha in Muhammad, it's a general halacha. That called the Israel Zeu Mishoch Muhammad Muhammad Mishatir Hatzim Abishoch. That in order that a certain activity should be attributed to Klal Yisrael, so it must have the Rishus of Rabbi. The whole Droshe of Rabbi Innesen, Mikuba Atrubish Al Shevet, is only regarding the dinim of the Anadachas.
Sayyid instead of Skillet, that Shlal has to be destroyed, the whole city has to be destroyed, with Tibone. All these things do not apply to a case where a whole Shevet was ruined. Mashenkin, the manner in which the Nifoshes is handled, so the same halacha that applies to the Nifoshes of Anshei HaMedachas, which are not itzibur, so it applies with the same force and even with more force to the case where the whole Shevet was with Achlal Nizam. This is what the Gemara says. Now, the Rambam, what does the Gemara say here? Rabbi Yenis Nehemiah, Mikuf Vat Rubi Shal Shevet. Vafilu Rabbi Yenis Nehemiah, Mikuf Vat Rubi Shal Shevet. So how is it mashma from the Gemara that Mikuf Vat Rubi Shal Shevet, that if the Roma Shevet was with Achlav and Izore, then according to Rabbi Yenis, it has a din of Ira Nedachas. Then it has a din of Ira Nedachas.
So we learn out from that point that just as it was in the Mishkan, so it required, it was done on Pimeshe and Meshe became Mishkan in Chatkoye, the Chinta Solidaires, Ma Mishkan, Al Pimeshe, Vihu became Sanhedrin Deilo, Afrideires, Al Pisanhedrin Deilo.
Peridal and Milchas Zora Aloch Beis. Eilo Yer Nasis Yer Amidachas.
In Sifin Aloyir Alazores.
At Yuma, the Hell of
Sophie, you can be made on the city of Yerushalayim, and you can also be made on the city of Yerushalayim. So you cannot be Meisi, do Shazor beyond the Harabais, beyond the Harabais. That you cannot do. But so far as Yerushalayim is concerned, so you can be Meisi, and Yerushalayim is in
there.
Moshe Prove, Kol HaKilim Shosa Meisheh Mishichosa Mikacho. So it became Kodesh to the Mishich, to the Shem Namisho. So, Mikam Ve'ilich, Avidosa Mechachon,
to
the Aveid. So, the Kelim becomes Niskadish, Glishoreis becomes Niskadish by doing Aveid with it. Vamai Nime Vechim Ta'asu Lideris
Aveid.
So, we should say, we should dash in the same Drosh.
The Trubei does not become Iranidachas.
The way it was then,
so
it has to be
with me. Shana Osom, the Omar Kolaim Shechem Baikadishim,
Eisob Im Shechem Baikadishim, Ve'ime, Eisob Im Shechem, so we have a special because of Hakosov. That Lidei Reis, it's not Im Shechem. So it's Bechiv Be'avei. Ve'ime, Eisob Im Shechem, Lidei Reis, Eib Im Shechem Ba'avei. Omar Apropo, Omar Groa, Shechos Be'avakidish, Hakosov Tolom Bishilus. Or only Avidosa Mechachos. Eloisom Romali, Ilavisom Avamino Lidir Mushikhu Avi, Doxi Bechin Taz, Koso Rahman Eisom, Eisom Mushikhe, Vilo Lidir Mushikhe, and it's Avidosa Mechachos.
It's true that from the Pashas Alosh of the Gemara, it's Mashma, that the court of Yenis,
Vinesin Sandra Droid. Now, so the Mishnah says that Sanhedroi is not appointed for the Shvotim. V'neisrin Sanhedroi is l'shvotim elo v'bezn shel shivim ve'ach.
V'bezn shel shivim ve'ach.
Minolo, how do we know that the Sanhedrin Ktano is appointed, or a Sanhedrin Ktano in the Shvotim, for the Shvotim, so the appointment of the Sanhedrin Ktano of the Shvotim is made by the Sanhedrin Ktano. Ki di ashkechom bimeishi, di eike Sanhedrin Ktano, we see that Moshe appointed all the Sanhedrin. And Moshe became Shimon b'Chatzkos.
Suppose 50,002,
50,002. Suppose
90,000, it's
90,000.
Suppose it's 90,000.
In other words, because insofar as we mention it, that insofar as the Halishem is the governor of the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin, they also, they are the Amud Gerosh Baal Peh, the highest authority, and that is vested, I mean, in the government of the Sanhedrin Gedol. So, as far as the Holy Shem in the government, the special status of the Sanhedrin Gedol.
But if we are going to
the highest authority, the Gemara, the way so naturally, I mean, Moshe certainly has the same special status as Sanhedrin Gedol. It is more because of the Sanhedrin Gedol throughout the generation derived their special status from Moshe.
So suppose one
so,
short of
so
the
how do we know that we have to be mimalic, that we are mimalic Dionis? Because the Torah says Shoyftim, so Shoyftim in
Dayanis.
Shaytim in Israel. Now, what is a Shaytim? A Shaytim is a policeman. I mean, one who executes the decisions of the dead. So how do we know that there was a chiyuv to mimanei
Shaytim?
So in Ayin Talmud Leimar Shaytim. So that we know from Shaytim
words and
Shaytim in the whole
Shaytim.
How do we know that we have to mimanei Shaytim for every
Shaytim?
Talmud Leimar,
because if it has a hundred
Shaytim in
the
whole Shaytim,
if it's in
the
place,
the best of the Shaytim has to have its own Shaytim who will be ready to carry out their.
So it's
a order, so you're a Shaytim, which says, Shaytim,
so
I don't know if money is based in every city. Shaytim, we shall rech. Shaytim, Rabbi Yudeh,
it means Shenema Rube.
Rab Shim Gamliel Noimo Vishvatecho Vishoftu Mitzvah B'Shevet Lot V'Ineshif. Now, what does it mean? Echod Mimuna Al-Kulom? So Rashi says, Echod Mimuna Al-Kulom Zusan Edron Dei.
It is Kulom, because Rubik Kulom. Now, there is
Zusan Edron Dei.
The Masha also says the same thing in Rashi.
So according to Tanekame, we learn it out. Man mit dem Schäftim wie Israel, da muss man immer Schäftim, Titi. And according to Rabbi Yude, so we learn it out, the same Aloche, of Bezna Godel of Titeloch.
Titeloch.
But it's the same Aloche.
Rubi shall shave it, shall to have his own.
Shaved in the face, shaved till whole shave it, shave it.
Rubi shall shave it, shall
have his own. Yeish be rachas me beish what him.
So, that's the shot of what
the question arises.
Leila me shave it,
since Yamichuye, Yamichuye to him, man in the bed, the heaven in the Rabbi city.
So how does Rashi visualize it?
To be man in
the whole
shave it, so the answer is if in a certain safe city, you have two shvatim, so you have
so
to be mimanei one for each
because
for
the Gemara
in Yehi
Shvatim, so and two of the Gemara means the Rambam Shevet was Udach, but if the Rambam Shevet was Udach, so
of the Shevetim of Shevet the Shevet,
the
justice that is the best in Hagod here, who has authority and jurisdiction of Kol Yisrael. So there is a highest
Bezdin for Rishayet. So it means
besides
the Gemara gives the
Teretz.
Since the Gemara gives the Teretz, true. That
so
when the Kule
the highest the Nagodol Shem Shevet.
So
and the Rambam says that this Nagodol Shem Shevet, it's not a
the requirement.
It's not a knowledge, but it
the process should be handled by a knowledge so that the
immortality over the whole Shevet
doesn't constitute
the best Nagodol has over Kol Yisrael. So that's the halacha of the whole Shevet in the whole Shevet.
Let's see, Rambam.
Now, so Echod Mimuna al Kulot, Pirish HaKuntre, Bez Nahagodol Sheh Berushalayim.
Now,
so if you learn the Zawah from Titin Lecho, he learns out from Titin Lecho that the Bez Nahagodol has to be appointed. So, Bilu Mashva Hoha Bitzitri, the Bereisha de Bereise, Bos HaShef Tim Lecho Yisroel, Kotone Rabbi Yudah Yudah, Echod Mimuna al Kulot,
the same word, Zodin,
Lichol Shevet v'Shevet, Lichol Yoviyah.
So
it couldn't be, it's not mashma from this tree that it means Echod Emunah al Kulot is Bezdin that is Mune over all the other Bezdin. Because Rabbi Yudah mentioned that before he mentioned the halacha that you have to be
Mimane, a Bezdin Lichol Shevet v'Shevet.
Now, if the pshat is Echod Emunah al Kulot means,
so
it should be mentioned after he mentioned the Hoshe and the Shevet. And Hoshe and the Shevet he mentions before he mentions the Bez and the Shevet. So it's mashma that the Echad Mimuna al-Kulot doesn't mean Mimuna al-Kulot of the Shevet.
Because
it means something else. So what does it mean? The Yesh Mifoshim, the Echad Mimuna al-Kulot,
so we learn out.
So it means so that there is a chiyuv derayse to be mimane the nosi of the Sanhedrin.
So
he is the rosh, the head of the
so that also means Bez Nagodol.
So to be mimane
has to be needed.
Diktone b'tisepte sha'anosi yishivel
zok mamre.
We need only for each.
Once we know that
the echad mimuna al kulot
letters. Let us use the Gzera Shove the other way. So the Nefoshes,
so he states to say, that Echad Mimuna al Kulot means the Mufle Shebet. Now, so what does it mean? Does it mean the Mufle Shebet? The Nosi, he was the greatest one.
So he was the head,
the Nosi of Sanhedrin. So it's not mashma from the Nosi of Tejus, that this is what Tejus means. Because first Tejus says, the Yesh Mufoshim, Echad Mimuna al Kulot, and then he says, V'nir Leforish, Echad Mimuna al Kulot, Mufle Shebet.